Crawford is a tribal member and the man the media turns to most often for a tribal perspective on the court battle over tribal gambling compacts. A suit filed in tribal court demands justification for the $50,000 raise the tribe granted him earlier this year. The raise means Crawford now makes more than State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager. But attorney Carol Brown, representing a group of dissident tribal members, says the size of Crawford's salary isn't the issue. She says his contract was approved without proper public notice. She says that raises a broader concern about the tribe's financial accountability. She suggests that might affect future negotiations between the tribe and the state.
If our integrity is questioned, I don't really trust that our negotiations are going to be relied on in high regard. And any kind of promise that we make or any kind of action that we take will be under question. We just want to make sure that we return to accountability and our integrity is preserved.
The dissident group also wants an audit of the tribe's contract with former Wisconsin Governor Martin Schreiber's public relations firm and an itemized list of political campaign contributions the tribe has made over the last 4 years. Former tribal council member Hazel George says the lawsuit is an effort to keep the tribal government honest.
We're like a great big family. For example, like the Waltons, and we all work together. And if one does something, then the other ones do corrections.
An attorney for the tribe says the executive council won't comment on internal tribal matters. Doug Anderson released a statement predicting an audit would show the tribe is following proper procedures. The release also touted the tribe's successes of the past year, including a renewed gaming compact and the purchase of the Crandon mine site to protect tribal land from potential mine waste pollution. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.